What's going on, Button Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty the Ball.
And welcome to SBR Reports Episode 31, Twitch's Power Play Against Harassment. Lovely, but we are not going to talk about that right now. We're going to talk about a lighter note. A funny, happy, hyping note.
But I'm still disappointed because there's no freaking release date.
But we know it's going to be in there. But you're probably asking, okay, Mr. Gamer, Mr. Duvall, what in Sam Hill are you talking about? Well, the D3 Expo in Japan released a trailer for another one for Kingdom Hearts 3. And this time we were introduced to the world of Monsters, Inc.
AKA Sora is a freaking furry.
Yeah, let's face it. This is literally like Sora just meshed in with something that you would see badly drawn on DeviantArt.
Where's your nose?
Okay. So, obviously the trailer is going to be linked on the website. It looks amazing. I don't have any controls or anything to really go off of. It's just this gameplay footage, but they have these huge, fantastic, bright attacks that you're doing. It seems as if it's so far from the smaller, short combos that you are typically used to, especially from Dream Drop Distance and Birth by Sleep.
I mean, I'm gonna be real honest with you, real quick. The only ones I played were the ones that were on the consoles.
You realize that they were all on consoles. So when you say consoles, you mean not handheld?
Not hand.
Okay. Me, I'm just saying.
Anyway, I mean, you can summon Ariel, which I hope that means you're not going back to Atlantis to sing and dance.
Yeah, that the Atlantica world was... The Atlantica world in the first game was, okay, we fighting Ursula. The Atlantica in Kingdom Hearts 2 was like, well, I love a rhythm-based anything, but why am I doing this again?
Because we have to sing and dance to save the world. Let's go!
Okay, this ain't Elite Beat Agents. Elite Beat Agents did it better, but we're not going there.
Why are you coming for Ariel, though? Anyway.
Just saying. But yes, yeah, so this trailer, I want a release date. I want more information. I'm curious just how open... Actually, not how open. I want to know how large the maps are, because within the trailer, you see Sora jump from some sort of large roof. Well, in that roof, he seems to be free-falling for a bit, similar to how Ratchet and Clank. Ratchet would free-fall out of the ship when he was playing... Ratchet and Clank Going Commando or Up Your Arsenal. Like, he could move around and dodge things. So, am I going to be able to jump that high? Do I still have, like, eventually a glide ability? Like, we have so many questions for things that...
I mean, we're also going to be able to kick it with Eugene and Rapunzel.
Ah, yeah. There is that.
Flynn Rider, a.k.a. Eugene.
Flynn Rider.
His real name's Eugene.
Everyone knows him as Flynn Rider, so we're just going to keep it at that. But yes, what we didn't see in the trailer, though, which just made me a little curious, are they going to somehow add Moana? I mean, is it too late for that sort of addition, or is it going to be added in dreaded DLC? Though, actually, Kingdom Hearts has never had DLC.
I mean... But the way gaming is going lately, I wouldn't be surprised if there was DLC. But if I see Frozen, but not Moana, I'm going to be mad. Okay. There will be a riot.
Okay, but I if they were going to do that, then it would be kind of
riot.
Expected, though.
Riot.
Because it's been out it's been out much longer than...
Don't care.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't care. I'll be a one-man riot.
But you're a woman.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Semantics. I
mean, you know, obvious things.
I'm also curious if they have just completely phased out all of Square Enix's Final Fantasy characters.
Well, I think the focus is just going to be on the new additions to Disney. I don't believe they're going to phase out Leon and Sid and the rest of them. I just feel like they're going to be introducing new things from the Disney universe.
Well, that's why I was like, why wouldn't they introduce someone like Lightning? Or was Lightning a fairy in one of them? No, she wasn't. Was she? I don't know.
Lightning? Which one's Lightning?
I think it was Final Fantasy 13 or 14. No, it was 13.
Yeah, that's...
The game that had the black guy with the afro with the chocobo chilling in it.
Oh!
See, I knew you remember it because of the black guy.
I mean, I'm just like, Lightning. Okay, is that summon?
She's the pro tag of that game.
She seems a little out of place.
And Leon isn't.
Yes. Yeah.
Or wondering if they would add Noctis in the game.
No.
That would be hysterical.
No.
I would love it.
Noctis has already been in Tekken 7. Okay? We don't need Noctis in this.
Why not? You know what? We could have Gladios.
I'm surprised. Because we're recording, you're calling him by that name instead of your preferred title.
Or Pronto. Pronto would be cute in it. Or who's your bae's name?
How dare you not know? Ignis!
Okay, I didn't want to...
Ignis, okay?
Glasses Boy.
Glasses Boy?
Okay, so there's Emo Boy, Muscle Boy, Cheerful Boy, Glasses Boy.
Yo, muscle-bound, cupo noodles looking... Okay, we are just so off track. Whatever, but we are going to obviously be following this a lot. I want this game. Maybe everything's going to be coming to a close. I doubt it.
I need Goofy to like square up though.
Okay. I love Goofy. Goofy is best character.
He got hit in the head by a rock and said he was done with all y'all.
But then he came back though, obviously.
No, that's what I'm saying. He got hit in the head with a rock, popped back up and said, I'm done with all of y'all.
All right, so unfortunately, we do have to go to the other part of this beautiful podcast.
But, I mean, do we have to? We could just gush about
how we our actually babes. We actually really need to talk about this.
Okay, forewarning right now, letting y'all know, I'm going to be swearing a lot.
And I'm sorry,
Mr. Gamer's mom.
And I guess that's about all the warning you're going to get. So, February 2018... Twitch wanted to update their community guidelines and rules to combat against hateful speech, harassment, and sexual content. This shortly translates to not being rude or disrespectful to someone in a streamer's chat. Streamers themselves not saying anything disrespectful against a protected class or a particular group of people or anything like that. And it was, I don't believe that this was done very well, but let's,
Well, to start off, the protected classes are in any U.S. government or U.N. thing, which is race, religion, gender and gender identity, ethnicity, disability, national origin, sex and sexual orientation, age, medical conditions, physical characteristics, and veteran statuses. That across the board is typically protected by everything. So that part is just legal jargon.
So now, there's going to be many points that we're going to try to hit on. I'm going to talk about kind of like the biggest thing that I took away from the video, and you can watch the video. I'll have the link to my site. One of the things that a Twitch admin can do, and this is specifically to the Twitch admin, is if the Twitch admin happens to find that a streamer is not abiding by the guidelines set, for example, they are saying that they hate people who don't like vanilla ice cream or something like that. Obviously, I'm not going to try to be, you know, basically the person is being racist, sexist, misogynistic, one of those things.
On either side of the spectrum, it's not just being racist, sexist thing. If they are promoting race baiting thing, let's go with that.
Okay. Then what a Twitch admin can do is submit the information that someone did outside of Twitch to Twitch. That way that person can be punished on Twitch. And the Twitch representative's explanation of this is that for everyone in the community, especially the people who are streaming, you represent Twitch.
I mean, if that's the case, a lot of YouTubers represent YouTube, but you didn't hear that from me.
I honestly think that this is a load of horse shit, because first of all, what I do on Twitch is specific to Twitch. If somehow a Twitch admin found out that I said that, you know, that one video game was terrible and it should, you know, die in a fire like insert group of people here. I said that on that platform, and now I have to be conscious about saying things that someone might believe goes against their guidelines of essentially hate speech. Because the other thing that you'll see within the video is that they have not defined succinctly what that is. It's kind of a, we'll know it when we see it.
Honestly, this kind of feeds into, and this is in my opinion, into the whole doxing phenomenon that social media has gotten into. Where if someone has simply slipped up, now mind you, sometimes people say some things and it's just like, how dare you be a therapist and be racist working with minorities, but you know, that's one thing. But like, just say you're a dumb kid, you said something stupid, and then some people find it. Next thing you know, you're doxxed, you lost your job, you got kicked out of school.
And what's
it's like, this feeds into that mob mentality. This is just another tool into that, I feel like.
I would take it one step further and say that it kind of brings up a militia of people who will be happy to go through your past and find something terrible that you did to completely undermine
everything. Trolls.
Everything. Because the other thing that the Twitch representative mentioned is that they're going to obviously do their best to make sure that they're only prosecuting, and I mean prosecuting in the sense of, you know, Twitch's laws, but that what they're doing is they're making sure that they are going to be investigating their information properly. They're going to make sure that the information isn't doctored or anything like that.
I really hope they are ready for the shitstorm that's going to come with that. Because in just that part alone, because there's a million things I have with a problem with this thing. But just in that alone, it's like, seriously, it's going to feed that mob mentality that people got. Because all you got to do, you got to a legitimate pro troll, because I know y'all are out there, will dig up somebody's past, cause a mass mob mentality thing on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, you name it, and the next thing you know, someone's losing income because of something stupid they said. And it might have been taken out of context and like, what was it that thing? Altered, there we go, that's the word I'm looking for. It might have just been altered.
Well, from, but remember,
freaking 2010.
Well, they're going to be trying to do their best to make sure that everything is going to be on the up and up. But
why I'm hoping they're ready for that, because their inboxes are going to be flooded.
But it's like, I don't understand why is what I do on another platform somewhere else, not yours, any of your business? Because and for example, let's just say on Twitch, one of their rules is you can't say anything against people who don't like vanilla ice cream. All right, fine. Every single time you are streaming, you know, you make sure that that's not happening. But
You
go to Twitter or Facebook or something that, and it's just like, you know what? I really fucking hate people who like vanilla ice cream. I don't understand it. You didn't do that on Twitch. But now, if someone finds your account, if a Twitch admin finds your account, screenshots it, sends it over to Twitch, congratulations, you're being punished. Because now you must be perfect in the eyes of Twitch slash the Twitch admins.
Also, the other thing that's been bugging me is the whole you represent Twitch. I'm sorry, when the fuck did Twitch start paying people? I'm sorry, when did I sign a contract that, or whoever is on Twitch, when did you sign a contract saying, oh, I am now an employee of Twitch? That only flies with my job, baby. And I got everybody blocked.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how, considering how many times I've actually been on Twitch, it's a good thing that this isn't going to be a big concern for me. But yeah, I have no Twitch memorabilia. I guess maybe they just slid that up there in the terms and conditions. But yeah, I'm definitely not a representative of the Twitch community. I'm a representative of me. And then, like, I mean, last time I checked, I was just a representative of me.
You're a streaming platform for creators. You're not their employer. Now, unless you busting out checks for everybody, giving them health care and everything, because this is going to go into the next thing that's been pissing me off since I... Whew! Unless you are paying a mofo, like legitimately paying somebody, no.
Yeah, and this is where things just kind of gets really awkward, because one of the things that we covered actually in our second podcast.
Our second one.
Second podcast was about Twitch titties. Ah! And some people, for some reason, have a problem with that.
Y'all are still in other people's wallets. Y'all are still trying to get other people's audiences, knowing damn well you ain't got the titties to do it.
Now, hold on. Let's give them a little preface.
Okay.
So, another rule that they are implementing is against sexual content. Essentially, you need to look appropriate, as if you're going to work on your stream. So, I happen to know that there are some women and men who stream either shirtless or with a bra. Obviously, they're not naked, but they're wearing a bra. They have their camera angled a specific way. What have you. That's how they look on their stream. Twitch is now saying that that is not okay. When you are streaming, you are supposed to dress as if you are going to work. Now,
or what was they saying? They said dress with common sense, what you will wear to certain events. And I'm just kind of like,
if I'm streaming in my own office by myself, I'm in my own house.
I mean, as long as your dick's not out, I don't see the fucking issue.
Good thing we'll never have to worry about that. But the fact that
I would fight you.
Well, you, like I said, you just don't have to worry about that. Like, that's just never, ever happening. Now, I will say this, though. Mr. Gamer, I have absolutely no problem with Twitch titties. I don't. Because that, you are making content for someone. Is it hurting them? No. Are you manipulating people? Not exactly. But at the same time, you got to use what you got to make your money.
So, and everybody that knows me knows that I am 100% in support of women and men doing whatever the fuck they want to do, as long as it's legal-ish.
I mean, it's legal. It doesn't hurt you or anybody else.
Like, so, this is my issue I have with the whole Twitch titty thing, and it's been my issue for a very long time. All the complaints I have ever heard, be it from moral high ground mofos to people who just aren't getting their content out there. The biggest thing I hear is, oh, they have this audience just because of their titties. That should be my audience. That should be my money coming in. I'm not big because of this person. And with Twitch doing this, and people, of course, taking advantage again of this, because let's face it, especially if the girl has big tits and she's wearing a tight turtleneck, someone is going to find that sexual and inappropriate for the children. And I'm getting angry again.
Just a little bit.
Okay. So my point is that people, the biggest argument is, because of this person, I'm not making money. And when in reality is, you're so busy being negative, you're so busy being, we're using the general you, by the way, I'm not talking about the listeners, unless you are that person, in which case, hear me out. You're so busy looking at someone else's wallet. You're so busy not focusing on your crap, on your work, on your gaming, on your combos. You lacking, so therefore, why would people want to actually listen to you unless you plan on becoming a drama channel?
And please don't. There are way, way, way too many of those. And another thing to kind of hit on is, and I guess this is kind of me personally, I obviously don't agree with the whole sexual content thing. If a woman wants to wear a bra and stream and play video games, okay. But I will say this though. If it's not okay for a woman to wear a bra on Twitch, I will have to say, gentlemen, it's not okay for us to be shirtless there either. And it seems as if there seems to be a significant disconnect with that. And normally it would be, it's different. Well, it actually isn't, because
women love thirsty, sexy men too. Okay, women are just a thirsty.
It's just they're just not as vocal as the media, you know.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah. So I have to say that that's just another ding with this. And Ms. Duvall hit on a very interesting point about how this is going to be a slippery slope, and I'm not going to say it's going to kill Twitch, but it's going to give Twitch the squeaky clean look that we know their advertisers want.
It's the YouTube all over again.
It really is. It really is, except worse. Because, you know, with Twitch, things are live, so they're boom and they're happening. And for anyone who's listening and you happen to be one of the assholes who wanted to talk trash about that, about the trans woman who was speaking about video games, go fuck yourself.
I don't think they actually listen to us, honey.
Well, but, you know what? Maybe they could find it. Maybe someone could share this and they listen and they just want to do...
I do want to touch on also in the video, the guy never mentioned titties. They were very PR about that.
Ooh, because they know.
He brought up mankinis, but the thing I have always pointed out is that unfortunately, this whole rule started because people were complaining about women using their tits to get men and women and... Yeah, no, because women throw money at titties too. Let's be real.
Well, also they know exactly where their money is coming from. So if they were to say that it's not okay for a woman to wear a bra, camera angle, and specifically say that it's not okay for a woman to do this, oh, there would have been fire and brimstone and everything.
Ladies, we're gonna lose our sexy dudes too, being in their mankinis and stuff. Because I would. If I saw a sexy dude in a mankini, I would be throwing my dollar bills at him.
But, like, on Twitch, though, like, there are other places you can get that.
Yes, but if this attractive person so happened to be on Twitch, I would be throwing money at them on Twitch. Just like if there's an attractive person who is on YouTube, I would be throwing money on their Patreon. Like, I have no shame to admit this. I like what I like because I am the demographic they're aiming for. That's the thing. People want to go get other people's demographics and audiences without realizing they have a whole slew of people they could be chasing after.
How do you think I got my demographic?
Precisely. Like, we're not, you're not out here with your sword off. You're not trying to use my tits. You better not, at least. We're trying to use my tits to get
people. You would know something like that.
Anyway. Oh, like, you're not out here pimping people out or, like, you know, pimping yourself out or whatever.
Or, you know, running into a forest and putting
a thumbnail on it. But that's not your style. But you have your style and you got your audience. these people have their style and they have their audience. And let's face it, sex sells, okay? There's a sex scene. Oh, thank you.
Just say it. There's
a sex scene in almost every... There's a kissing scene, a sex scene. Fuck! Wonder Woman implied sex. And Wonder Woman was probably one of the most feminist fucking movies of last year.
And I actually enjoyed it. I didn't feel like it was... Like, okay... Sorry, really small sidebar. I actually loved that, and that was one of the best superhero movies I had ever seen.
Like, legitimately, sex sells. It is what it is. If you want to up your game, you don't have to, ladies, you don't have to sell your titties. If you don't got titties, you don't got to get plastic surgery. You know what you got to do? You got to sell your skills. And if you're still getting hit by trolls, guess what? If you're nice to those other girls, at least... From the ones I follow and talk to, like, legitimately... Yeah,
hit up Ms. Duvall for that kind of stuff. I have no idea what, like, she's talking about now.
Like, legitimately, the one thing I have noticed in this type of thing with the Twisted girls is that they have a tendency to stick together unless they're a stuck-up bitch. And they protect each other. And they'll protect other girls that need protecting. Because gaming and
strength gross... Strength in numbers.
And yeah. Gross dude-man bros... And pick-me's.
Yeah, I realized that one of the things that I tried not to take away from it was, you know, the what it seemed to be just, you know, bashing guys, because this kind of seemed jabbing at us a little bit. But I do realize how it will affect a lot of the women on this platform as well. And then queer and trans people as well.
Oh, you know, Lord Jesus.
Like, that's going to be a very, very nasty situation. But that is why they are making these rules. I just don't like 75% of the way that they are implementing them. But I like what they are trying to do.
What they're trying to do, yeah, cool. Great. It's just that how they're going about it. And you know what? We can be completely wrong. They probably have something set up, and this is only the start of it.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Yeah, I try to have a little
The moment you compared them to YouTube, that was gone. Okay? We are still talking about Logan Paul, okay?
Who? What? He ain't getting no free promo on this.
And I do believe that that is when we should try to wrap things up. So, with that being said, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty Duvall.
Signing off.